At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Oh my goodness, we are so close to football season. Preseason is done, and that means the Cowboys are making a big signing. Sadarius Lamb has been signed, and we go all over his contract details on tonight's episode.
We also dive into Jerry Jones's R-rated comments that he made about signing CeeDee Lamb and how he believes he's the best GM that the Dallas Cowboys have ever had.
Jerry, you can't say those words, but what you can do is you can show us the 53-man roster, and we can also go over who got waived, who got traded, and plenty more on tonight's episode, fellas. But before that, let's go ahead and crack him.
Yeah! Ooh, crack him if you got him, son!
I went for it. Crack him if you got him. I couldn't wait either. Crack him if you got him. Son.
I went right for it. I know sometimes we scream a boo shout or we scream a wee back or we say something of those sorts, but I need to get one of these in me, kids. Let's go!
Let's go! How you doing?
Now I'm feeling good, guys. I just want to put it out there. Pure Can Fan Nate, like, always Can Fan, how it always happens. All the big news comes out.
Yep.
When, like, we're at the furthest away from our show, you know? So we're going to be touching on a bunch of that today. But before I say anything, we have a big announcement. Bandwagon Boy 2, 40 years old.
Welcome My to goodness. The club.
Happy birthday, BWB2. And it's not your actual birthday today, but you turned 40 on, was it Sunday?
This Sunday, I guess.
So the 26th?
Okay. Yep.
How you feeling? Yep. Do you feel 40?
No, man. And I was talking about this with like a 60-year-old at my birthday party, because that's how old my friends are. No, it's just my mother made a dinner and had some family friends come by who I've known since, you know, I can't remember. And I was talking to him and he's just like, yeah, like I feel in my mind, I feel 20 until I look in the mirror. It's like,
or talk to a 20-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. But like, I believe I'm starting to get that understanding where it's like, okay, I'm 40. When I was 15, 16 years old, even say 20, a 40-year-old was like an old...
Ancient.
An old person who was a man.
Yeah, I remember...
It's not like I don't feel like a man. I know I'm a human. I know I'm a human boy. Prove it. But you know what I mean? Like,
prove it.
It's like I'm always thinking of myself in that like youthful state, which I'm definitely very far away from.
I remember being 18 years old and like a 26-year-old on the job site seemed like like ancient. So
yeah, yeah.
It's funny.
Graduated for 8 years,
almost 10
wow,
years.
Almost 10 years.
So you're like, it's funny how your brain justifies getting older, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, happy birthday. Anyways, 40. Hey,
thank you.
Hey man, now you're a full 10 years from the next decade. So you're that's kind of a nice feeling.
It's a reset.
It's a reset. You're not. Oh, I'm 39, turning 40. Now you're 40, and you're 10 years away from 50.
And if 60 is the new 50, then 40 is the new 30?
20.
I like that. But it is true. They also warned me that, you know, you're at the kind of top of the roller coaster and now time starts to speed up. So
oh, no.
Yeah. And not that I've really experienced that, but how often it's like once you're out of school, in college or high school, you just start to be like,
year's blend.
Oh, it's summer now? Oh, yeah. it's fall? Because you're just working and you're like going through the seasons with work.
And you're like, what do you mean I just turned I just turned 39 last yeah. year and it's your birthday again. And it's just like a perpetual speed cycle.
Yeah, or it's the last thing I'll say on it is like, you're like, okay, I'm going to go on a vacation or I have to have this bill paid off, my credit card paid off by August, 6 months away. And then it's just like, that's what you're counting down to. And it's that six month chunk of time where you get there and you're like, hey, I did it. And it's like, oh, it's already halfway through the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things are just fucked up. Enjoy life.
Enjoy life. Guys, big, big week for the Dallas Cowboys. Not only did BW2 solo mission the last preseason game. So preseason's gone. She's gone.
Well, I did that for Adam Shotgun, so.
You had to.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that's gone. Preseason's done. The next time we see the Dallas Cowboys, it's going to be all marbles are in the middle.
Yep.
It's for everything against those pesky Cleveland Browns. But, guys, a bunch of stuff happened these last few days.
Yes.
Was that a nice segue for WayJ? And I will just say this while AJ's getting that up to about what's happening. Chat, I apologize. I don't know what's going on. AJ, I thought we fixed it and corrected it. AJ went, he dry dogged the stream. So not only was he by himself, he couldn't actually have chat come up on the screen. And
well, so you're at least getting it in here.
Yeah,
now. I wasn't getting it in here.
This isn't the right one, though.
Okay.
So this isn't the right one. This is just an extension, so I don't have to keep looking up.
Bring it up through Docs?
Yeah.
Okay. I see it. Yeah, I don't know. Something was going on with it, so it wasn't me. It's the
Poppy
it's
has them. To do some. So now that preseason's done, it's time to get season ready, and I'm going to have to do a whole overhaul of our stream. So.
Oh, perfect! Great to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
I do it every year.
Hey, you do it every year. Reboot and regoot.
That's why we have such a heavy week one of streaming. Because we're going to troubleshoot all of these issues. But on today's show, we're going to be talking, of course, Sadarian Lamb's contract. 4 years, $136 million.
Huge news. It got done.
We're also going to be talking all the cuts and trades and waivers and signings that have happened since our last show. And then finally, if there's time, there's a very... I don't know, R-rated Jerry Jones quote. And I almost don't believe it, but
I know,
it's
I
true.
Wanted to try to find, like, when the I first audio. When I first read that quote, when I'm going to kind of jump ahead of some of the other stuff, but we'll just start off with the Jerry Jones thing, just quickly. When I first read the quote, it caught me off guard. Like, I thought it was one of those fake quotes made up by a lot of people. You know how you'll see a page quote someone, and you're like, oh, that there's no way he actually said that?
Yeah.
But it turned out it was real. It was legit.
Finally... We also need to set a fantasy football date. Maybe we jump off with that. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? We'll have to figure something out.
We'll figure that out.
Time's a ticking. Time is a ticking. Well, and there was another big signing that happened today.
I know. And let's save it.
Is that just going to get...
Dalvin Cook is going to come in that 53-man roster.
Okay.
Although he's going to the practice squad.
Yeah.
It's just going to fit in nicely for that conversation.
Is it a confirmed that he's going to the practice squad?
Yeah, it's pretty much confirmed.
Yeah. He's got to start there because the Cowboys can't bring him on the 53.
That's the main thing because they've their 53-man roster set and that's good. As long as was going to get talked about because it was the biggest news of the day, maybe not the biggest news of the week, but it was the biggest news of today.
I'm just trying to find the nice breakdown I saw of this CD Lamb contract, and this might be back to the same page I exited.
Well, while you're looking for it, and could you throw it up there? Like, let's see. I like watching you do your stuff while you're going for it. But while you're throwing it up there, there was a couple pictures of CD Lamb signing the contract posted on the Dallas Cowboys Instagram and their social media, and fuck, he looks happy. Not only does he look happy, he looks
yoked.
He looks like he's put on a couple pounds of muscle, and is that going to slow him down, or is that going to hurt him at all? But he looked very happy, very pearly white teeth, and he looked pretty jacked up. So,
yeah, the man just signed a 4-year, $136 million contract with 100 total guaranteed. But that's if they keep it going. The actual, he plays out that full contract. The actual guaranteed at signing is $67 million.
I have a question about this. I've read it that. It's 4 years after this year.
Oh.
Like, it said 4 years after this year, and I don't know if the person that was writing it just messed that up. Because
yes, you're absolutely correct. It's an extension, and they kicked the can down the road. So he is playing on this year, but they did free up something like $9 million or something like that.
A little bit of money to play with.
Yeah, so...
So how's that work with this year, though? So he makes...
He gets the signing bonus, which doesn't hit this year's contract, but gets...
And then he just gets
spread out.
This year's contract, which was like $25 million or something.
But reduced because the signing bonus comes in and eats some of that.
Eats that up.
He agrees to that, right? So he drops his salary.
He's on the team for 5 more years then.
I believe so, yes.
Like, that's sweet. Because I always thought he was going to try to just get that 4-year deal.
Till 2028.
Yeah, so 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027, so 2028, seasons.
His base salary this year is down to 1.15 milli.
Okay, so that's how they did it. Interesting. See, this is it. Looking at this right now, how you have the numbers broken down, it's a pretty sweet signing. Like, this is a pretty sweet signing. Not as sweet as if they would have done something similar to like this last year. before the season, but it's still a very nice, it's a Cowboy... Dallas Cowboy friendly deal, and Catboy and Papa Jerry figured it out. Like, this looks nice.
Well, this is what I like about it too, is the like CeeDee Lamb is essentially getting $39 million.
Sorry, I just got to cut you off, AJ. Yep. We got a Vach Lombardi $5 salute. Hope y'all have a good season. Vach, appreciate it, man. Hey-o. We hope so too, man. We hope we have a good season, and we know you're going to have a good season. We're always creeping your videos, so we appreciate you hopping in the chat, and we definitely appreciate that super chat, man.
And that $5 is going to go real far in Canada.
$35 Canadian.
That's $35 Canadian. We appreciate it. Thank you.
It's going to fuel our habits. I hate that I can't toss it up on screen, but...
That's going to fuel our vices so nice.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to cut you off.
No.
Well, I was waiting for him to stop, and then I was going to say it, but I'm glad that you said it instead.
It's always fine for super chats. You got the right of way, and Anth went ahead and did it. You were being respectful.
Yeah, I was.
I thought he was nerd boy, and I thought he was doing technical issues. So I didn't even know if what Ad's looking at. So I wasn't gonna let it ride.
No, yeah. Ad's fully on board.
This has been a while since all three of us been in the room together. So just not used to the flow, you know.
But you think I think it's extremely team friendly for sure. But also just on CD side, where it's like, hey, I don't care. If you sweep my money under the rug and I still get it, I don't really give a shit. Like, pay me. And he did get paid. He got $39 million, $67 million, or something, roughly $67 guaranteed. And then if he just plays out his contract, it's $100 million. Like, the dude got his bank, mate, and, you know, this works out for both sides very nicely. And how much of all these little details was the cause of the delay, or was it like a conflict that caused the delay?
Or staying out of the whole preseason, maybe?
Or it's just kind of
funny how it got done right at the day or 2 days after preseason was done, or 3 days after preseason was done. So,
smart move.
Question, do you guys worry, because you know you get the soft tissue injuries, and because he hasn't been out there running around, and you can practice as much as you want outside of the team, but getting game reps or even like training camp reps are different than being able to go out a trainer. Do you worry a little bit about some sort of like soft tissue injury, a non-football contact injury, anything like that? Because he hasn't really been, and it looks like he's put on a couple good pounds. I don't mean fat pounds. Like he looks jacked, but do you worry about that at all?
I mean, I worry more about the fact that because he just re-signed a hefty contract that, it feels like, okay, now is he going to get injured the way that happened to Diggs last year? And maybe he was worried about re-signing and then injuring himself in early on. But I think, yeah, there's a bit of like you hope that some of these guys, because you always hear about some of the real dog players or Hall of Famers, they always wanted to be involved in a couple preseason snaps just to get that game speed before season starts. So, you know, as long as we look at the first, you're not expecting much from CD the first game or two to kind of get him acclimatized.
Fuck that, dog.
I know, right?
He's our $136 million man. I want 4 touchdowns against the Browns.
But do you actually think they're going to throw to him as much?
They should.
they're going to probably throw to him, what, eight times, nine times to try to, like,
well, get you got to throw to him 10.
Yeah, better 10. Throw to him 10. You got to get our number. Better throw to him 10.
I know, but I'm saying, what do you think they're going to do with him?
10 times every game.
10 times.
I think you're right, Anthony, that not playing the games or not having those, that training camp can, like, delay certain people. I doubt the effect on CD would be, you know, significant, that it's going to affect his game. But I also understand, like Adam's point of view, it might take him a couple games to get up to full speed. I think he's going to start week one at about 90%. He's going to be getting practices in now too. He wouldn't have played a down in any of those preseason games. So, like, you know, you can wash that, but he did miss the training camp. So I think if you're going to, just for argument's sake, he might be like a quarter of a step back from where he would be. But the more concerning part of that question was the soft tissue injury thing. And I mean, fuck, we back this question around all the time. Do you play him? Do you not? Do you keep him out of the preseason, or should they just be in because they can get injured? I mean, if the injury is going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah. You can't train an ACL
to not
ligament. Like, yeah. If it's going to go, it's going to go.
And you can't play a game in the NFL at that high quality and, like, okay, I'm not going to cut left, you know?
Definitely.
Like, you got to have one, all your tools.
The one thing going for it, wide receivers in the NFL are probably, if not the most in shape guys on the field,
mm-hmm.
who I guess CB would probably be the next one. But these guys are running their routes, like, no matter what, if they don't get the ball, they're still running a route at 100, right?
It's his fifth year too.
It's his fifth year. So I don't think I'm too worried about it. It's just the Cowboys, you know, you get that Cowboys luck a little bit. You got Deron Bland. Another thing, guys, because we've been off for a while. It happened day of the game. I'm just going to throw it out there. The Deron, because we're talking injuries. Deron Bland injured, out 6 to 8 weeks, right? Like something like that, even just a multi-week injury to CeeDee Lamb within the next month would be such a kick in the dick.
Nice super chat by Pack Attack for $5. Says, looking forward to 2024 with you guys. With Pack Attack.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. We're glad we picked you up for the ride, Pack Attack. And we will be live streaming the Eagles-Packers game Friday night in Brazil. We aren't going to be in Brazil. We would probably get kidnapped if we went to Brazil.
The Favelas?
At least AJ, if we would sell AJ. But
Alex is in the damn Favelas again. Get him out of there.
But we will be live streaming that game on the Friday. We're going to actually do a few games. We're going to do the kickoff opener with Kansas City Chiefs versus the Baltimore Ravens. Then we're also going to do the Friday night matchup of the Packers and...
Hey.
Eagles.
Packers and Eagles.
I'm still in Vegas mode. My brain's still mush from Vegas.
But that's how we kick off season three, baby.
That's how we kick off season three, season four.
Mega season.
The seasons.
Deron Bland, we're just going to put a little bookmark there because that's a great conversation to have when we talk about the 53-man roster coming up. But something connected, we don't have to linger on this too long. Something can, now I'm doing the Bessie.
You took too much air in.
But attached to this signing and how they lowered the cap is that lead. Cause we were discussing this on our chat. There was for Dak Prescott, there was a report, I guess, or a post that came out that said Dak Prescott's going to play this year without a contract. And then
quoted by Jerry.
And then quite soon after that, it was like, oh, the Cowboys are freeing up money to sign Dak Prescott to a long-term deal. He's next. So what do you think? What's your thoughts?
What do you believe? It's just so... In my heart of all hearts...
My hearts of hearts.
I believe Dak will be signed before the season. In my brain, I've said that. I've preached that the whole offseason, that both those guys would be... like CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott would both be under new contracts or extensions going into the season. So I got to hold to that. I got to hold to that a bit. It's getting... a little less likely the further you get. But to me, there's no benefit for Dak Prescott to go into the, for himself, unless, I mean, the guy's obviously got confidence through the roof, but if I was him, or you just feel, or, but for both sides in my mind, you just feel like a deal's the right move. If you're planning on signing him after the season, what's the benefit to waiting? It's like the CeeDee Lamb thing. What was the benefit to signing CeeDee now, or even holding out this whole time with CeeDee? You know, so I just think it's one of those things. You just get the deals done as fast as you can if you plan on that guy being a part of your team for the future. If he's a part of your team for the future, lock him up. If he's not, then you'll see him play out the season.
Yeah, I think look, there's breadcrumbs, and you can follow whichever path of the story you believe is the true one in the CeeDee Lamb contract debacle, but there was breadcrumbs left all over. Where Jerry had even mentioned, like, I'm not worried about CD because he's not going to be playing in these games anyways.
What about the, you can have four good players for one CD? Do you remember that early on in the contract negotiations?
This is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. This is why I'm so, and it doesn't matter. He's signed now. You know, deal's done. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But that's where it was like, because the way that you would interpret CD's contract negotiation was Jerry pulling, like, throwing some jabs, and then CD was kind of throwing jabs to where his team might have been. Or was it more
the Venom? The Venom meme, like the Venom tweet. I mean,
yeah. Or were they working together to just? So CD's like, I don't want to play preseason. They're like, okay, we don't really care. So let's just extend this to here.
And we're in the news all day, every day about this. Like, every sports media outlet was talking about it. I had guys at our fantasy football draft in Vegas being like, man, like, because guys that had early picks, like, is CD going to be signed? I was like, 100%. He will 100% be signed.
What did CD go in your draft?
In a two-quarterback league, it's a two-quarter, and I know AJ doesn't want to talk any fantasy football.
No, that isn't, let's hear it.
DeWack or CanFan, but he went fifth. In a two-quarter, this is a two-quarterback league. He went fifth, and he wasn't even signed yet. Fifth overall.
Holy shit.
Well, I have second pick in a two-quarterback league on Friday. Well, I'm going to be at AJ's local. We're doing it. Are you still going to majors?
Yeah, I think majors.
Yeah, so I'll be there doing my fantasy football draft while having some wings and celebrating you.
And just wiping your wings.
I have second pick in a super flex league. Christian McCaffrey's probably going to go first. I think I'm going to do
Sidarius.
Yeah,
just do it,
dude. He's signed now.
That's not bad. It's not a bad pick. You look at CeeDee Lamb's fantasy football stats. From weeks 8 on,
yeah,
he averaged like almost 28 points a week or something crazy.
I don't think that's going to happen. I'll tell you this. He may, like, to Adam's point, he may have a slow week 1, potentially week 2 start.
But he had a slow 5 weeks last year.
That's what I'm saying. I think...
He did a lot for my team last year.
Yeah, if anything, the only reason they would restrict the throws is because they're getting him up to speed, but he's going to get up to speed... like for sure by week 3, and then from that point on it's just going to be feed CD the ball 10 passes.
Yeah.
10 targets at least.
Under 10 targets is a joke.
The way I figure it, because it's a snake draft, not the start of snakes, but if I take Sidarius at number 2, I think I could probably get Dak as my second round pick.
Oh, you'll for sure get Dak.
Because
you could probably get Dak third round, to be honest.
Well, because if it's snake, so I got almost two back to back.
Oh, yeah, I know, but you'd get second. You'd get him third. I'd take him third round.
Depends on, because this league sometimes QBs go on a run.
Yeah,
you have and to Dak, see what happens. People hate Dak Prescott.
There's a couple guys who would.
They do. The only reason a guy took Dak Prescott, Tyler Beveridge took Dak Prescott in ours, was because he didn't want me to have him. That's the only reason.
I took Dak third round last year.
Yeah, league. AJ, toss me one, son.
Yep.
I'm just gonna get to. I mean, everyone's talking about. You know what? It's hard to do chat when. When it's here, but we got Rolando Rodriguez says, Cowboys can fan. If Micah hits Watson, his shoulder is not healed up. Cheers, crack him if you got him. Go Cowboys.
But then Jameis Winston comes in.
Yeah, Jameis Winston. Yeah, well, they're looking at trading Jameis Winston.
Hey. Winston. Hey, I know a GM who likes to pick up first round QBs on the
on dark pickups
on the dark web.
On the dark web,
Jerry's on the dark web looking for quarterbacks.
Jerry only uses DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
Ultra Cowboy says Cowboys killed this draft because there's a lot of draft talking in there.
Actually, sorry, I think Jerry uses Bing.
Oh, he totally uses Bing.
Totally, 100%.
He's a Bing boy.
Brent Packer guy says, my opinion for what it's worth about Dak is he's a great QB. It's the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Is it him or is it McCarthy, chicken or the egg? We're talking about contract.
Well, the thing is with the playoffs talk with Dak, it's legit. Like there is a legit issue with that. There really is. He's great in the regular season and he's failed to show that he can win a big game and put the team on his back. He's only had really two really good postseason games in his, I don't know, I think he's played eight. That's just off the top of my head. So that is an issue, and that's a real issue. But I still think there's so much value in having a quarterback that went 12-5 the last three seasons and still being with the same coach, right? So to me, that trumps the worry about the postseason, because it could click. It could click this year for him in the postseason, right?
Oh, yeah. And the playoffs is a very good argument, and not, and you can't throw that away. We got to get to the playoffs.
Yes.
And the Cowboys are 12-5 the last three seasons. And I don't know if
that's sexy, man.
That's very sexy. And there's been a bunch of memes going around.
What is that in? What's their 3 year record? 36 and 15. That's pretty damn good, man.
Or maybe 36 and then 17 or something, because the extra games that came
don't
in.
Don't you even?
I don't know. But
don't
still,
you say it.
It's still
don't you?
It's still
say
over
it.
50. It's over 100% wins.
Yeah.
To losses. But there's the also showing it's like the last 5 years scoring. This meme's been pretty popular, I've seen, and it just goes through basically every NFL team. Dallas Cowboys are number one with like something around 4,300 points ahead of Kansas City. And then you look down and the Jets have something like 1,300 points.
That's gross.
In the last 5 years.
Could you imagine?
Which the Cowboys do that in like nearly 1 year.
That's crazy. That's so gross. Imagine being a Jets fan.
Oh, I saw that, I was like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, that's tough.
We got Aaron Rodgers.
That's tough.
But anyways, bringing this whole contract conversation to a close, we'll move on to the 53-man roster. With Dak Prescott's contract, do you think that this signing paves the way for Dak, or doesn't really matter? They could have done it anyways. And
I honestly thought it was going to be Dak signed and then CD,
yeah,
to save up or move money around. So to see it the opposite way is kind of shocking.
But they did do what you thought, in that they saved a bunch of cash.
They shifted cash. So in my mind, I've always thought both were getting signed.
I mean, I feel like CD Lamb saying, I want Dak here, Jerry wants Dak here, the deal's going to get done. Like, I feel like that it's going to happen before season. I feel like that right there, out of everything, not to mention you talked about it earlier, but the way Jerry was, you could see, was he just fed up with all the fucking talk about signed CD that he drops like three F-bombs.
I know. Well, yeah, we're going to get into that.
So, like,
well, I mean, look,
hey,
it's appropriate.
Let's just get into it.
But I don't even, and I will say this right now, hearing Pat McAfee go through doing a Jerry Jones, it was nowhere near the way my man becomes Jerry Jones.
You know what the funniest thing is? Last Wednesday on this show,
Jerry Jones called in?
At this time. No, AJ went on and read a quote as an angry Jerry, and I remember being like, oh, Jerry doesn't really talk like that and get angry. You remember you did an angry Jerry impression? And then it came out, I was like, what
and
the
then
shit?
Next week,
then he's dropping F-bobs?
I cut it out of the Trey Lance clip, because I had it in the original 60-seconder that we put out, and I had to cut it for
sometimes
time.
Sometimes you got it. Well, for time and also for vulgarity.
Yeah. But it was just funny that AJ did a mad Jerry, and I was like, I don't know, Jerry's never mad. And then he came out with this.
But so before we hop into this quote here, because it is a hot, hot, hot quote, I think we need to, as Cowboys fans, we hear this a lot, and I've been on the same board, and I should have had my integrity to stay with what I believe as a Madden football GM. And Jerry Jones and the Cowboys front office, like, let's not, but I'll just say Jerry Jones for sake of conversation here. He is like, what's the point of running a football team? Is to get the best player signed to try to create the best opportunity. Well, we already know the Cowboys have created great opportunity for the last 3 years. You can pull anything out of the hat and say, hey, well, they didn't do this, they didn't do that. Okay, for sure. But they still got to the playoffs. And then,
playoffs.
You know, the team couldn't pull them through that, or the coaching was terrible. Whatever the excuse was, it doesn't matter. But the team is formed at the beginning of the season, and then we go from there.
I believe now more than ever, and I'm sorry, Jerry Jones, that I ever did not believe in you, okay? But I think that Jerry Jones is true in his statement here. I think it's a really tough organization to manage, and it's very tough. He speaks so much that I bet you he would even what we're hearing is the edited version of what he wants to say, because you get so much noise, you can imagine. And it's a delicate process dealing with these players and trying to plan for 5 years while also trying to win a Super Bowl this year.
Super Bowl.
Not asking anyone to change their mind. I'm just speaking from my perspective now and seeing this and then seeing this reaction, which is almost a release of all of that pent up. Like, probably, it's probably frustrating, and it probably, you know, Jerry Jones does love the Cowboys. He could do anything else he wanted. He could sell this team for $10 billion right now and go and just fuck off and not have to worry about this shit. He loves the Cowboys, whether you...
and blow all day, all long, if you wanted.
And you know Jerry loves his salt. His salt and hose.
Salty hose.
But you know what I'm getting at? Like,
yeah,
totally. I just think that... We as Cowboys fans, keep the pressure on them, because that's what
we probably
work. You
got
to keep doing it. But also, when these moments happens, give the man his fucking praise. And I think if it turns out that they do sign Dak before the beginning of the season or before the end of the season, let's say, whenever that might be, as early on as you can, I hope, then I think we should all have a look and say, okay, Jerry Jones is a wild man. He's been in this game for a long time, but he definitely knows how to play the game. And the game is evolving, especially right now with how those quarterback contracts jumped.
Yeah.
The game is evolving. So that's my piece, but let's get into his quote here.
Can you put up a picture of Jerry and then read the quote off here? Because I want people just to hear it from the Jerry Jones audio.
Which Jerry Jones picture you guys have in mind?
Whichever one you want.
You get a pick. That's a lot of power there. You get to pick the picture.
Yeah, he's your guy. Like, he's your player.
Yes. Okay. Is that angry enough, though? That's like...
Oh, yeah.
That's sinister.
That's sinister. But then it looks like he's kind of joking.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like joking, Jerry. We need like angry... He's angry in the... You read this quote and he's angry.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one right there.
I wish we could... I wish they had an audio. And it's... The quote was...
Well, we're about to listen to
it. I know, but it's just posted. There is no audio.
Yeah, it's about audio right here.
Oh, AJ. Okay.
Yeah, he sent the audio in.
But DLLS is a new, their new, like, show that came out. Crack Me If You Got It. And that's who had the interview. Give them that. Shout them out if we're reading their quotes.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's probably
DLLS.
It's probably their last interview since they put the swear words for Jerry in there.
Well, they cover all the Dallas major teams, the Stars, the Rangers, and the Cowboys. And then maybe they do the FC team too, but they do the three, like, Major League Baseball. Oh, and the Mavericks, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So it's an all-encompassing.
It's all Dallas. Hey,
you guys hit the mark, and I'm going to do my best here.
And thank you for sending the audio in. And just before,
yes, thanks for sending the audio.
$4.99 super chat from our boy Boots on the Ground. CanFamMadiX, if you want your comment on screen today, get them super chats going, baby. Crack them if you got them. Week one, Cowboys beat the Browns.
Woo!
And Jenkins Gaming is going to be live on location for that one.
Nice.
Oh, FNA.
Appreciate the super chat, Bootsy.
Jenkins Gaming's, is it a home game? No, it's away.
Away, yeah. It's in Ohio.
All right, brother. Well, send us some footy.
And then our very own Boots on the Ground will be at the season opener.
The season opener, week two.
It's a home opener, sorry. Home opener. Week two, New Orleans.
New Orleans.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is from DLS. DLLS, they sent us in this voice recording of Jerry Jones.
I've done it all, so I have an inordinate amount of confidence that, fuck, if anyone can figure out how to get this shit done, I can figure out how to get it done. I've been there every which way from Sunday, and I've busted my ass a bunch, and there's nobody living out there cutting and shooting that can't give you a bunch of time. They busted their asses, so hell no, there's nobody that can fucking come in here and do all the contracts and be a GM any better than I can. Plus, I'm where the buck stops. When it fucks up, I got to cover it, and so... There you can't give any...
It's so there you can't give anybody enough. Can't give. There's nobody can do it but me. I'm fucking Jerry Jones, bitch! I ad-libbed a little.
Yeah, you gotta ad-lib.
No, whoa. That was the thing. You didn't ad-lib. No, that was the secret audio.
Yeah, no. Hey, this one's for Jerry, and it looks like he had a couple crack-ems.
Or maybe, like you said, maybe he was just at the point. He probably heard, you know what the question probably was? Was he probably got asked, so fast forward 4 months ago when you said you were all in, and then it just shot him off like that. It just shot him off into that tirade a little bit.
He has been getting a lot of, like, that type of stuff. Calling it all in, doodling on his pad, talking about quarterbacks, like, people comparing him to Biden a bit with how he's kind of going off on these tangents. So what's a bigger fuck you to everybody that nobody could do this like me, and then boom, CeeDee Lamb's the second highest paid receiver.
Yeah.
Signed. Literally the quote came out and then a couple hours later CeeDee was signed.
Yeah, it was a wild day.
This is what it reminds me of right here. Like, so Jerry Jones, after he signs, this is his release. Very similar to this guy now.
This guy bowling? Yeah, I knew it.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it. And he got it!
That's Jerry Jones after he signed.
Fist pumping.
Are you kidding me?
That's right.
Oh!
No! Did you just? Is that folklore?
That's folklore.
Who do you think you are? I am. I did not know that was gonna.
I did not know when stuff like that happens.
Nice.
Oh my god!
I love a nice audio drop with the visual now hitting.
Yeah, that's the intensity I think that was going through Jerry Jones in that interview. Because me personally, I've never seen or heard him speak like that. That's why I was like, when you shared that at first, I was like, I gotta go and check.
It was fake.
I thought like, hey,
someone, I did the same thing. I went and started Googling it, like, and then I seen some notable people posting it. I was like, okay. Jerry's dropping F-bombs.
Well, imagine.
I was like, Jerry's listening to CanFan a little bit too much.
Do you think Jerry said that stuff to CeeDee Lamb as he's sitting there? He's just fucking berating CeeDee Lamb saying, nobody can do this like me. Are you fucking kidding me? And he's fucking saying this to CeeDee Lamb, who's sitting there and he's like, okay, let's make this deal happen.
Let's do it.
That's true. And the nice thing about Jerry Jones, because of his high salt intake, he doesn't spit in your face. He's dried right up.
Yeah.
It's all pasty.
He's got like the white paste down in the corner of your mouth.
Yeah.
When you just want to like wipe it off the person's face.
He's like, dude, can I fucking wipe that off your face?
Why do you have
right
that?
Now?
Why is it in there?
Yeah.
Also, sorry, here's a really weird fucking photo, and then we're going to go to the 53-man roster. What is this?
That's like the early stages of AI. When AI, make Jerry Jones make into Jerry a football Jones player.
A kicker for the
although
Dallas
the
Cowboys.
Two the two looks too good to be AI. It would need to be like reverse or an eight or something like that.
The enlarged neck.
Holy, his neck looks
which makes
weird.
That looks
can
like
you zoom
Jerry
in underneath
Jones's
his,
neck.
Can you zoom in underneath the chin?
Yeah, that looks like
okay. There it is.
Like it's an alien's shoved the fucking.
Okay, so that's the player
face hugger.
It's either that's the actual player's neck.
No.
Well, look at the cut. Look at the cut.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
That's I think the cut's here.
Yeah, you're probably right. That does look like a Jerry Jones. What, is he on his yacht and he's like shirtless or something? Like, why the fuck is his neck so big?
Consistent tan.
Hey, you.
All right. That's well, hey.
Hey, they signed him. They got it done. Jerry got to go up.
Now go out and get Dak.
Yeah.
That's all.
If I need to hear him drop another bunch of F-bombs and sign Dak, let's do it.
Are we going to look at the Dallas Cowboys 53-man WAFTA?
Let's look at the WAFTA. Do we want to look at the...
I don't. I mean, I like your PFF post that you did today.
I didn't do a PFF. Oh, yesterday?
Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
That's
the starting, like, with the starting line.
Weird. Weird that I saw it at, like, an hour ago.
Hey, you're in the algo.
Yeah, at least you're in the algo.
You're in the algo, bro.
But I was going to say, I just hate how they had CeeDee Lamb... Tolbert as wide receiver one.
Did they?
And Cooks as number three.
Right, on the...
Then you can see people getting mad in the comments that it's like, we made this...
I know.
We made this list.
Well, one guy with the defense was like, Neyland over Osa. I was like, yeah, right, PFF, dude.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of that going on in the...
Which you have to take it with a grain of salt, right? It's me just sitting at work on the shitter trying to make a post for the day, right? Like...
Yeah.
You know?
So how many out of all of percentage-wise for the Instagram posts, and this isn't behind baseball, how many of them are porta potty posts?
Not most. Usually it's lunch break posts most of the time. I'd say lunch break to porta potty ratio is probably 9 to 1. Mostly it's lunch break posts.
Okay. I like it.
I know what grinding on my lunch breaks, huh?
I know when to check in on CanFan. It's in the morning, early in the morning.
Yep.
And then if it's not then I'm going to start checking around 11, 12, or yep. 1.
And then I usually get some going at like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So. And before we get to the 53-man roster, Jenkins Gaming, best move in the last 2 days was the trade we made to the Chiefs for the tight end.
Well, hey, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So I figured the easiest way, just based on this article, is we'll go through each position group, yep, talking about the cuts.
Oh, and it shows.
And we talk. Interesting. If there's something here, we'll talk about it. If there's a name that comes that you want to say something about, let's go for it.
What's the difference between a cut and a waive? Like,
cut is off the team. Waived is they made it to the roster,
and then they might have a chance getting. If they, yeah, okay. So
I think all these guys made it. I think it's past the time, the waiver time. I don't know how long the waiver time actually is.
Just 24 hours.
Yeah. So all the guys who have waived have made it through waivers and are on the Dallas Cowboys practice squad or
are free agents.
Or free agents. Yeah.
Yeah. Because once it goes through the waiver and if they're not picked up on this practice squad or by any other team,
then they're
free agents.
They're free agents. Exactly.
Brent Packer guy says, I don't think I've been on a live stream with Anth before. Sup, Anth?
Hey, what's going on, man?
He came on to our stream when AJ and I were doing the Raiders.
Oh, fucking A.
And well, then he's been back ever since.
I don't know. We've never done... Oh, no. I'm going to eat words. I was going to say, we've never done a game stream, like NFL real game without AJ or without all three of us here, but that's a lie. We have. We definitely have. We've done a couple.
No, you guys have done a couple. Not regular season.
Yeah, games. AJ's been to Mexico.
Right.
I think once, because we didn't know that after.
Hooters.
Well, we didn't.
Specifically.
We didn't know after the Thanksgiving Day game. Like, you had booked before we really dove into the schedule. And
yeah,
they played the Thursday, not right, the following Sunday.
Right. That was probably, yeah.
Which pissed me off because I had it planned. I was like, okay, perfect. And then.
Yeah, slide it. I'll slide out, get back. But okay, let's hop into this. We're going to start off. You got Dallas Cowboys roster cuts 2024. What's this on?
This is on, fuck. You know the search engine on my search
engine.
It's n.as.com.
That's our bet. It's our go-to.
Are we looking for mainstream media? Or are we looking for good quality articles that break things down so we can talk about them correctly?
Sold.
Right? I don't care if it's from Europe.
No, me okay?
I'm but sold. Fuck the Europeans.
But fuck,
we're North
Europeans.
Americans, all right?
Okay, Dallas Cowboys roster cuts 2024, starting off with the wide receivers. These are just the cuts. We will then after look at the 53-man roster.
Do you want to just list the names and then any one of us can speak up, talk about a name that make that?
Yeah, if there's anything that cuts out, like just read it down. And we'll just talk about like one person on the team.
Okay, I'll read all the names. Then if the name pops out to you.
Well, I already tell you.
Squeeze my balls.
I'm going to squeeze your balls right away. I got a name popping out right now. Okay,
Tyron Billy Johnson. These are all, and if they're waived, I'll mention that. Tyron Billy Johnson. Say that,
give him respect. Even though we cut him, give him the respect.
Billy Baby, sorry.
Tyron Uncle Baby Billy Johnson.
Tyron Uncle Baby Billy Johnson. Deontay Burnett.
Didn't know what number it was.
David Durden was waived. Injury. Cam Johnson waived. Jalen Cropper waived.
Who's back on the practice squad?
Back on
the practice squad. That's what I want to say.
Calvin Harmon waived and Racy McMath waived.
And everybody's talking in the chat. They hate that racist McMath is gone.
I don't think
racist McMath.
Yeah.
What a terrible name for the guy.
Bloodbath McMath.
Bloodbath
McMath. Bloodbath.
But you know what? He was Trey Lance's number one target outside of Flannoy.
Opposite the other team, you mean.
Yeah.
opposite the time he was throwing end zone interceptions or pick sixes. Yeah, it was McMath. But Jalen Cropper, like Ad said, guy that we watched in camp do pretty well. He got his name in the practice squad, so. Nothing other than that really jumps out to me.
He's telling everyone, hey, well, Dalvin Cook signed in the practice squad, so the practice squad's not that bad.
It's not a bad thing, man. It really isn't. You build your guys down there.
No, and Jalen Cropper, I think, is a second-year undrafted free agent. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. Like, that's right where you want this guy to be. There's guys like Miles Austin that lived on the practice squad who showed hope at training camp multiple years, and then they crack the roster later on. So just because he's on the practice squad doesn't mean he's not necessarily even going to get playing time this year. One injury, he's out of all those guys listed there. He's the next guy up if somebody gets hurt.
Nah, I think so. Kelvin Harmon's also on the practice squad. Chat's telling me.
Yeah, and Harmon, he kind of showed glimpses. He came in. We didn't see him at camp. He wasn't on the team yet. He wasn't in our little booklet, so we didn't see much of him. So during the first preseason game we watched, I was like, who the fuck is 80?
But that's kind of a good thing, right? Where you're noticing a guy, we're looking in our little black book, we can't see his number, and we're like, who's this stud out there catching football?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Okay, let's move down to running backs then.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The only other guy I want to mention is Tyron, Uncle Baby Billy Johnson. He was playing a lot. He was getting a lot of time on the field. He was being utilized. I don't know if that actually happened in any preseason games, but definitely during the practice, he was taking some punt returns and kick returns. Not obviously it was training camp, so they're not doing a full return, but he was in that position. So they see something in him. But I guess he just doesn't have enough to actually contribute to a team. And funny enough, because of how much he was playing, I thought he would be waived. But he's just a regular old cut.
Just a cut.
All right, to running backs.
The running back, y'all.
Let me get in here.
Again, no surprise really here, guys. There isn't. Nathaniel Pete waived. Snoop Connor waived. Malik Davis waived. Royce Freeman released. So not much there. Like,
well, I'm surprised. Sorry that Davis did get through waivers, because he is on the practice squad, I believe.
He is.
Yeah.
But besides that, like Deuce Vaughn, I know we have given Deuce Vaughn shit a little bit, but out of the running backs in the last couple games, he has been the most standout. He's been the most explosive one. So
yeah, even in the last game, he had some pretty solid runs.
That's what I mean. So
I'm not talking about diarrhea.
At first we thought Deuce Vaughn wasn't making the 53 man, but he earned it. And shout out to Deuce, man. I hope he can translate it into regular season games.
No, I will not die today.
That's what we all said when he made the team.
And I think with Royce Freeman, I don't know if the Cowboys had this signing in their mind when they today they signed Dalvin Cook.
Yeah,
I think it must just be like a one-year deal. I didn't see any information on the contract yet, but he's starting on the practice squad. But I wonder if that was planned and that contributed to cutting Royce Freeman, because it was nice.
Royce to 5'9"?
Royce had a very didn't have a really boom plays, but didn't have any bust plays. He was very kind of consistent in what to expect from him. So I think bringing on Dalvin Cook, they said, well, we don't need three of these type of players.
And exactly.
So they cut him.
He'll still be on a practice squad, if not another roster.
And
Royce
all three,
to 5'9"?
Yeah. Remember Nathaniel Pete being signed? Oh, the Cowboys got the fastest player in the NFL. Yeah. I was like, guys, you can't even find a single highlight of this dude.
Yeah.
Online. No.
And Pete, Connor, and Davis, all interesting prospects to keep on.
Yep.
Keep on the practice squad. Like you mentioned earlier, if they happen to develop enough that it's like, oh, hey, you're making some waves, baby. Come up here and join our fucking three-headed monster.
Right.
Come be the fourth-headed monster in our running back room. So
the little amputee head.
It's not bad. It's not bad. But I guess real quick, while we're on running backs, let's talk about our running back rooms quickly.
Well, I thought we hit the 53 after.
Okay.
Like we just go through these guys. Like, kind of blitz through these guys and we can get...
Yeah, don't change the rules, AJ.
Well, while you're talking, toss me one there, Bay. Yeah.
Toss me one, bae.
Hang on, I gotta open up a fresh ball.
Oh, fresh it up.
Get
some chat while we're doing this.
Okay, so we have Packers. Well, we have Bocce saying, I can't wait to see Dalvin Cook. We'll get to that. Again, a lot of people talking about how they like the racist McMath and they hate that he's off the team. Davis made practice squad and Josh Ball. Brent Packer guy says AJ loves a good deuce. Okay, phrasing.
Doesn't everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, and, dude, my morning deuce is maybe the thing I wake up for.
I think everybody likes a good
deuce. I wake up to do that.
And then I don't
want to talk to someone that doesn't like a good old deuce.
And then Travis O'Shea says Cooks is much better than Freeman, same type of player build.
Agreed. Definitely agree. So we were talking about Freeman making the team possibly. The Dalvin Cook signing completely changes that.
Oh yeah.
Dalvin Cook will make it into the maybe not the starting lineup, but the game day lineup 100%.
For sure. For sure.
Okay, so tight ends. Peyton Hendershot, guys.
Yeah, gone.
Someone that we were high on, met his family walking through SoFi Stadium.
Kissed his sister.
That was his brother, dude.
Oh, kissed his brother.
But Peyton
had long hair.
But Peyton Hendershot traded to the Chiefs. I don't hate it. Get something for an undrafted guy. You know, the tight end room was Hendershot might have not even made the team last year if John Stevens Jr. Doesn't get hurt. So
no,
trade him, get something from him. They actually were gonna waive him, and the Chiefs snuck in and threw a little late round pick for him. So
good. And you know what? Get something for the guy if he's not gonna be on the team. And I would say that about any player, obviously. Like, you hope you get something for him in return. I think Hendershot needs his Hendershot in the NFL.
Goes on and ends up replacing Travis Kelce for
being
a Hall of Famer. And then you got Alec Holler. I don't even remember seeing him. And then Princeton Fant waved who guys jacked in person.
A prerequisite, the Chiefs saw him and said, hey, he kind of looks like Travis Kelce. He has that same kind of type of clone zone build. Let's draft him on in.
Let's trade him.
Let's draft him on in through a trade.
Draft him on in. Draft the undrafted guy.
Let's draft him on in through a trade.
Get him in the shower together. Let's see how they work together.
Let's see if they're going
to
meet guys.
Holler and Fant, two nice guys to have on the waiver wire. Both of those guys. Fant's a fucking, I don't know, a bus.
Fant, I think, made the practice squad, says Jenkins.
He was the guy who was two sizes wider than all the other tight ends.
Yeah, he was massive.
We're like, who's this lineman? Boom! And he's like, oh, he's a tight end.
Offensive lineman here. Whoa, here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Cole Cabral.
Don't know these guys except for Josh Ball. He's off the team.
Well, practice squad,
but off the starting lineup. And he was a kind of a staple for the last 2 years.
He's been there. He's been balling around.
So. Do you think Dak Prescott walked over to Dakota Shepley and with a cigarette in his mouth said, there can only be one?
No, he said, you're lucky you spelled with a D, not a T. Crack him if you got him, son.
He's like, change your fucking
Actually,
name.
Dak would have done it with a nice smile. He's like, hey, appreciate everything you've done out there on that O-line.
But he's squeezing really hard.
Or he said you have to go by either Coda or Oda.
Yeah. Coda's not a bad name. Hey, Coda Sheps in the house, babe.
Coda Sheps would be all right. All right, nothing surprising there in the offensive line. Defensive line. Guys.
Oh, no.
An AJ favorite earlier.
Viliami Fioku Jr. wave/injured.
I mean, like, this is a sad one here. Albert Huggins just terminated. Like,
everyone else is just veteran. What's that? That sounds like super military. Hey?
Yeah, terminated, vested veteran. It's like, man, yeah. I don't know what the hell that means. Sounds terrible.
He was screaming and crying for a massive lineman, and they're dragging him out into the backfield, and yeah. Jerry has a gun, and he's like,
just popped him in the head.
Time to terminate you.
The salt gun, of course.
Daryl Johnson waved injured. Carl Lawson was released there for a breath. Released Denzel Daxon, IPP, and then Justin Rogers, a late-round big boy that we drafted this year, also waived.
So interesting because I guess we'll find it on that 53-man roster, but it seemed like defensive line could have used maybe a Justin Rogers, Viliami Fioko, but obviously they did not do enough.
Fioko looked like shit in the preseason.
He did.
He looked very bad. The Carl Lawson one, I mean, he's obviously in the practice squad. Do you think that's because they're needing him to know the...
Possibly. Is he on the practice squad?
No, that's what Jenkins is saying.
Oh, we'll have to look. I thought he was just. I don't remember.
Okay, we'll pull that up. It says released here, but who knows? Like, he could have been popped on that.
Hey, Who knows, right?
I don't know. We're looking at ian.as.com.
We're looking at the dark web. We are looking at the dark web.
Linebackers. We got Willie Harvey Jr. waived. Jason Johnson.
Get the fuck out of here,
I like Willie Harvey. Name. I liked Willie Harvey.
He was good.
Oh, no. But no. Got waived. Another terminated vested veteran.
Jeez. Damian Wilson. Who was drafted by the Cowboys a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, Donald Dubb said, hey, get the fuck out of here.
I'm the only
one Donald Dubb.
There's only one Wilson.
Darius Harris released. Brock Mogensen, who has crazy cool hair, is waived. And Nick Vigil released.
See you later.
I mean, nothing there, but you're right. Willie Harvey Jr. had a lot of
promise. We've been talking about guys that have been on the practice squad. I was surprised not to see his name on the practice squad. When the list that I looked at, they still had three opening spots. Maybe Carl Lawson ended up being one of those guys, but I was very surprised that Willie Harvey Jr.
For the P squad?
Yeah, I'm surprised that he didn't make the practice squad because he looked good in games. He had, I think, an interception in one of the games and then had a bunch of tackles. So they didn't like what they saw.
And we'll just move down to defensive back.
Defensive backs. We got Josh DeBerry.
So in here, yeah, so Eric Scott Jr. is the only guy that's been waived by the Cowboys that was picked up by another team. So Eric Scott Jr. ended up getting picked up by the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. Right, waivers. I saw that, yeah. And you know what? He's a young guy, so it makes a lot of sense.
Sorry, Julius Wood also did.
Yeah, Julius Wood.
And I think Julius Wood was the Titans, and Eric Scott, I can't remember who it was.
Julius Wood's 33, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Julius Wood showed a couple. Julius Wood and Kevin Hall both showed interceptions in the preseason. And I guess maybe they're not looking at that as much as you would think. But both of those guys, I felt, stood out in the preseason games.
Yeah, all of these defensive backs were waived. Josh DeBerry, Eric Scott Jr., Josh Butler, Keemon Hall, Amani Johnson, and Julius Wood.
Yeah, so the Chiefs claimed cornerback Eric Scott Jr. So they claimed Eric Scott Jr. and traded for Peyton Hendershot, Julius Wood was claimed by the Tennessee Titans.
What, they want our fucking sloppy seconds? Go ahead, Chiefs.
Have them. Those leftovers been sitting in the fridge all week. Ugh.
Jenkins and saying Harvey looked lost on the all 22. So when you watch
So when we're watching the games, I guess it's, you don't really see that, but
it's also the I'm not going to lie. The hype of what I read online entirely affects my perspective.
One article, full on bias.
Oh yeah.
I read one headline or see one Defi post and I'm locked in.
I'm done.
One J-Tuck guy and I'm good to go.
Yep. Yeah, one J-Tuck post.
Give me one J-Tuck guy. Post. Like Julius Wood.
Julius Wood was a J-Tuck. I watched his breakdown on him. Like,
Julius Wood, how could you guys let him go? And now Tennessee Titan. But now we'll always be watching Julius.
But I think that is kind of the telltale with these wave players is when someone else comes and scoops them up, they have something a little special that other teams are looking
for. Definitely, because you look at all these guys they waved and only two guys got picked up. So yep.
Injury reserved. Daron Bland.
Not so bland.
He's going to be coming back. Nathan Thomas.
Daron not so healthy right now.
Daron not so healthy. Nathan Thomas OT and Chuma Edoga OT. Yep.
Well,
is not a big issue right now.
No.
Now, Daron Bland with that stress fracture in his foot is better than some sort of tear.
Oh, definitely.
So, toss me
one. You're still getting him back this year.
Yeah.
I'd like to stress Stop factor. Daron Bland.
And his sphincter. You'd like to stress test his sphincter.
Hey, got to get him ready for the season.
And with the Daron Bland thing, if you're going to have him get hurt, I mean, now it happened. Like he's 2 weeks off right away. So it's more like season-wise, weeks 4 to 6.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's going to be back. And then they have the bye week. So his first game back could be us watching him in San Francisco.
I think he'll be back before that, though, don't you think?
I don't know. 4 to 6 weeks, man.
And then the reserve suspension is this Al-Quadin Muhammad, DE, who actually had a half sack in one of the games. So he showed up, but
Poor guy. Half sack. Wow. Half sack Muhammad?
Half sack. He showed his sack.
He's like the prospect from Sons of Anarchy, half sack. Yeah, okay, I'll get off of your.
Because I think we have the final 53-man roster right here. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
So here's
I just wanted to double check.
Here's how the Dallas Cowboys 53-man roster looks. Well, they say Tuesday, but we're going to pretend it's Wednesday. Quarterback, crack 'em if you got 'em, son.
Crack 'em if you got 'em, son.
So there's not much to say here. Quarterbacks, nope. Dak Prescott, Cooper Rush, Trey Lance. We all knew that. Wide receivers, this is where it gets a little interesting because it could have went a bunch of ways. You have CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin, Jalen Brooks, and Ryan Flannoy. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
Well, I'm actually really surprised that because they didn't play they played Brooks, I think, in the first game. And then I didn't really see him on the field too much.
Because they knew he was going to be. They knew they were keeping him.
They knew they were keeping him.
And then Flannoy must have beat out Cropper and badass Billy Johnson.
He did. You got to say, what did Flannoy have? You didn't know. He had, what, 3 touchdowns in the preseason? At least 2. He had 2 against
Flannoy?
He had 2 against the Chargers. Like, he made the most of the preseason games when the other guys didn't.
And this is the weird bias that I had in my mind, because he didn't really perform well when we went and saw them at training camp.
He had a couple drops.
Couple stinkers. Couple. Maybe he had better moments than his worst moments, but I remembered his worst moments.
We met his parents.
Flannoy.
I got 3 photos of him
on the film camera.
And Bocce got his autograph.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're Flannoy guys.
But my point just being, very surprising that he made it. But
we thought Cropper. We all thought Cropper. Could be a Cowboys player.
But I love the undrafted rookie wide receiver story. I guess he's not a free agent.
Well,
he
was drafted, though. He got drafted this year.
Oh, he did. Sorry.
He got drafted, I think, in the sixth round.
Yeah.
Late draft.
The interesting thing, and obviously they do, again, Ryan Flannoy, the chemistry with him and Dak, at least when we were there during that week, wasn't as hefty as, let's say, Dak and, like, Jalen Cropper. But Trey Lance, like, Ryan Flannoy was his guy to go to.
It was.
So that possibly elevated him past Cropper. I actually think he has a good shot to challenge some more rep times. I think Flannoy will probably do a bit more than Brooks and even Turpin. I mean, Turpin's obviously there.
I don't think you're going to see much from Jalen Brooks or Flannoy much this year.
You don't think so?
No.
Do you think
if Jalen Tolbert doesn't show up, I think we will.
Tolbert's the 3. He's getting.
Yeah, but if Jalen Tolbert doesn't show up, which he has in the last.
Flannoy's stats for 2020, and this I'm going to go on record, 2024.
Yep.
His stats are going
to
be.
Before you do that, hang on, because I don't want to be.
Crack him if you got him, son. Ryan Flannoy's stats for 2024 are going to be like 7 catches for 68 yards. That's what his stats are going to be.
That sucks, dude.
Not in one game. That's season.
That's season. I just don't see much more. Unless there's barring injuries, right? Barring injuries.
I think the interesting factor here is Kevontae Turpin.
Turpin time.
Will he be used just... Is he in the wide receiver group because they need him to be there for... kick and punt returns, or is he actually going to have plays?
He's your wide receiver 4 there.
Right, but we haven't seen anything yet that they've actually utilized him in that.
But position. A wide receiver 4, realistically, like if you think back to say 2021 when you had Michael Gallup. Okay, I'm not actually, now that I'm talking through it, you had Michael Gallup, Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, and Seti Ente. But even if you look at Seti's yards or that, like, I could see...
We love Seti the Annie.
And I could see Kevontae Turpin matching the stats that he had that year.
That would be great.
It was only, like, 500 yards. He had a lot of touchdowns, but it was, like, 500 yards, like, 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, Travis O'Shea is kind of backing up what Ant's saying. Won't see much of Brooks or Flannoy just because of the tight end personnel. And I think McCarthy won't run much 3 wide receiver sets.
Exactly, because you're going to have...
It makes sense.
Who are you going to put out there? Jalen Brooks and Ryan Flannoy or Ferguson? Jake Ferguson.
Well, let's have a look. Jake Ferguson or my motherfucker, Hunter Lepke.
Exactly.
Sorry, I thought tight ends would be next, but it's running backs next. But that conversation, we're going to bookmark it.
Bookmark it.
Send it home.
And we're coming back soon.
Okay, we'll take it.
And now let's go to our...
RBs, baby.
Running backs. Quad-headed monster.
Oh. Hey, Gus. Sorry. Yeah, quad-headed monster. I just have to give it... Gus showed up earlier. He said, howdy, boys. I failed to mention
What's
it.
Up, Gus?
Greetings from Hawaii, boys. Just wanted to tell you guys in boots, the sexiest Cowboy fans I've ever seen. Crack them if you got them.
Hey, man. We're all sexy.
I love it.
He ain't wrong.
And I appreciate that because I've seen a lot of sexy Cowboys fans, so...
Yeah. Sorry.
All male, though.
All males.
A tan. A fucking tan.
Gentlemen. But running back room, I mean, look,
Well, Deuce Vaughn we kind of touched on, but...
And I guess, technically, let's just, for conversation sake, let's take Hunter Lepke out even though he is considered a running back. I don't know that he's going to be getting any touches before Elliott, Dowdle, or Vaughn. But let's throw also Cook in there.
Yeah, which Dalvin is Cook. Dalvin Cook's an interesting one because if he's in the game, what do you do?
Okay, well, this is you look at the roster here so far, and we haven't seen tight ends, but you can see they have four tight ends.
You can see my tight end.
Four running backs. So because Deuce Vaughn has also been taking some wide receiver snaps. Let's say, for instance, they drop Ryan Flannoy back down to practice squad to make room for a Dalvin Cook. You still have an option of like a Deuce Vaughn moved into a wide receiver.
You're doing
spot.
Some real Jerry and Steven Jones manipulation. I'm just saying, and
I'm calling fake news on that.
I'm not saying that. I didn't say there was any news. I'm just saying when you're looking at the roster as a running back and when wide receiver coach, as a running back and wide receiver coach, I would kill for guys who are multi-leveled.
What's the benefit of going into any football game with five running backs?
Nothing.
There's no zero.
Zero.
No, they couldn't dress them all. That's the problem. And when I look at the running back room, including, is it Cooks? Dalvin Cooks
Dalvin
or
Cook.
Dalvin Cook? It's Cook, Dalvin right? Cook. I get this fucked up now because we got a Cooks and a Cook. On
Dalvin wants to cook and Zeke is wants to eat.
Is it Brandon Cook or Brandon Cooks? Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks goes, hey, there's too many cooks in this kitchen.
You better not pluralize that name, my friend. Yeah.
Hey, don't you dare fucking say your name with an S at the end. But I think, and we were talking about this a little bit in the grid chat. Go check out the grid on YouTube if you... If you like all sports, it's the place to go, man. We got a bunch of really good perspectives within that community, the grid. But Barry Grant Jr., our favorite boy, we love to hate the villain, but we also love to love the villain. He mentioned that he believes Cook brings an additional element that Ezekiel Elliott doesn't bring to the field in his passing game. And so... I can see a scenario where Elliott's more of that short yardage or short red zone target player. Rico Dowdle's playing more of the quote-unquote bell cow, but there's not a bell cow in Dallas.
Ding, 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 ding.
And then where Dalvin Cook comes in.
Dinner time.
Hey-o. Well, do you think...
But sorry, Dalvin Cook would come in and play those passing and running.
Okay,
potential.
So between Deuce Vaughn and Hunter Lepke, who do you think Cook replaces?
Vaughn. It would be Vaughn.
It'd be Vaughn.
Lepke's got his place as fullback.
Yeah, being the only fullback, he's set. I'd just get defenses over his guy.
No, I was just going to say, because if you...
Your boy's fine.
Okay.
Your guy's fine. Hunter Lepke will be on the... will be on the 53. He'll be on
Steven.
The... He'll be on the game day roster time.
We're not. Listen to Will McClay.
Remember when you gave away his jersey? Remember when you gave away his jersey?
He gave his jersey.
It was the first one to go away.
So we gave a Lepke and a Vaughn away.
Yeah, we did. Because we didn't think.
And who? Hey, payment has still not been done.
My schooner. Oh, what do you mean payment? Oh, yeah.
Your jersey was the last one picked.
I might have to get red-assed.
You got to get red-assed. And I think it should happen before season.
Yeah.
It'll be a before season event.
Okay, so I was just going to say.
With no context, just you guys whipping a football up my back.
Your naked ass.
Yeah! It's the seat. I'm just...
Gary, I'm betting right now both you miss.
Oh, 100%.
No.
If I'm more than 10 yards away...
How far? I would go for like this distance. Like from wall to wall.
I'm telling you right now, I don't
That's
miss.
Fine.
Okay. What are we going, a football?
Yep.
That's what it was. It's a red ass. I have a Nike
with the football.
I have a Nike football that resembles that red ball that we had.
I'll go butt naked, just hand on balls and just face the way.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be, but it's
no. But he's naked, red ass behind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's,
okay.
But he's bare ass naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do it.
I like that.
I'm a man of my word.
Is it both of us get a chance to throw?
You both get one throw.
Left-handy probably won't make it, I think.
AJ's missing. AJ's
I get a left hand and a right hand.
AJ's somehow throwing the ball onto your neighbor's roof.
Yeah, no. I'm 100% confident. If I'm from here to here to you, you're getting smoked.
No, a couple steps back. It's wall to wall.
Okay. You're still getting smoked.
Okay.
Fair enough. I was going to say, I'm a big advocate for a four beefy running back room.
Yeah.
Because you take Deuce Vaughn out there, you put Dalvin Cook in there, and you got Lepke, Dowdle, and Elliott. So Cook, Dowdle, and Elliott are all very similar. You know what I mean?
Dowdle like ends up being kind of the shifty guy out of them, I think.
Dowdle has the youth, so he has the agility,
maybe a little bit more
pass
top speed.
I still think pass blocking down, like if you're for sure pass blocking, you got to have Zeke out there.
Yeah.
But no, I like it all. Dudes, our running back room
is better than last year.
Way better. I think, yeah. Like,
and no shit to TP. TP20. We love TP20.
They're beefy.
He had no help. He didn't really have much help.
Sorry. Bot G says, I saw the bandwagon boys throw footballs in Oxnard. 90% they both hit the bullseye.
Damn it.
And then,
is that my asshole?
Yeah. Asshole's the bullseye.
Travis O'Shea says, Hunter will be used much more, but not in touches.
Yeah, agreed. He'll be on the field a lot. Yep. He'll be on the field a lot.
And then Jenkins Gaming says, by the time Cook is game ready, we have injury IR guys.
True. That's another. Yeah. So that's a good way to look at it, too. If Zeke or Dowd will go down, well.
Next up.
Next up, Buttercup.
Okay, and we're not going to have to be dipping into the fucking abyss to be like, who the fuck can we pull up
here?
Well,
let's look at these bullseye ends.
Tight ends. Ooh, the bullseye ends.
Okay. I like this, man.
We got Jake Ferguson, Luke Schoonmaker, John Stevens Jr. the third. I just threw that in. And Brevin Spanford made the team over Hendershot. So they
Hendershot over Fant.
Fant. So I think they must have seen that Hendershot was a lesser version of a Ferguson or a Schooner and didn't bring to the table what Stevens Jr. did, or maybe he was a lesser of Stevens Jr., but definitely didn't bring to the table what Brevin Spanford does.
Can I give my first bold prediction?
Yep.
John Stevens Jr. finishes with better stats than Luke Schoonmaker.
I don't think that's a hot take, but it is a hot take.
It is a hot take. In our room. But when one's undrafted and one's a second round pick?
Hot take. 100%. And that's... I think it's very probable that it happens.
I'm saying better stats. Maybe Schoonmaker gets more reps. I just think Stevens has that it factor more than Schoonmaker does, just by watching him.
Schoonmaker might also be more valuable in terms of what he offers to the team with his blocking, perhaps.
I do like the fact that if Jake Ferguson were to go down, you could insert John Stevens Jr. into Jake Ferguson's role. And, of course, there's going to be fall off because Ferg's a fucking dog. But I do like Schoonmaker has his role on the team. But did we draft a guy at two to be a blocker?
No, I think this actually makes sense because no, we didn't. But Ferguson's last season was a little bit of a surprise to everyone, I think.
Oh, totally.
Except for Jake Ferguson, I'm sure, and the Ferguson family. But I think you're right. Stevens Jr. is the backup to Ferguson, but can still get some playing time. Brevin Spanford is the backup to Schoonmaker.
Yep.
Who is a sailboat, and we've got four tight ends.
And what's Spanford? A Ford?
He's a Ford.
He's a car.
Wow, it's a schooner.
It would have been so much cooler if his name was Brevin Ferrari Ford.
Brevin Span, and then the Ford just lets everybody know he's American.
Yep. So offensive line's the last one we're going to see here. I know he'll probably have we'll
get to defense, too, but we'll move quickly.
What about this guy's Cooper Beebe?
Yeah.
Locked the spot. And we weren't sold on that.
Starting center.
How much better does that make that third round extra pick?
Looking tough.
Now that he beat out a guy that's been there for a couple years.
Well, yeah, look, it's great. If the Dallas Cowboys decide he's the number one and he's on the offensive line, he was an offensive draft pick, then he absolutely deserves that spot.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they're not going to make a decision, I don't think. And we've seen it with some of these cuts where they draft a player and are afraid to not play him because of the
draft status
he was drafted. Exactly. Brock Hoffman, lots of love for this guy. Went on our boy Big Chris's podcast. We love Big Chris. We love that he gave him his time. So lots of love for Hoffman. But I think it's a good thing that BB overtook him and showcased more talent and is going to be that starting center because
he won the position.
Let's say he's just as good as Beattis, right? That's like
formidable.
Formidable and completely acceptable. And he's so young that who knows, his growth in his second and third year, he's definitely going to grow as a player. And if he doesn't, then that's a problem and they wouldn't have drafted him in the first place. But really nice to see that because couple that with Tyler Guyton coming in on the left tackle role now that Edoga's out. And it was even, I don't know if it
correlated on the same week, perhaps, but it was a couple of weeks ago where they announced Beebe and Guyton were going to be the starters in the in those positions. So I personally, as I said before, a Madden mindset for a GM. I love that you get your starting, first and third round pick into the starting lineup, and let's hope that they solidify themselves there. Now we can look forward 10 years for these guys just being on the team.
Well, last year we talked about wanting guys to play that got drafted. We had zero starters from last year's draft. This year you have Beebe, Guyton, and Kalen Carson all starting.
So far.
That's pretty sick.
I mean, Overshown would have been a starter last year. So technically,
he would have, fringe starter.
Boots says, bro, Beebe and Guyton starting makes the Cowboys look better than Kevin Costner in draft day. They were both part of a draft day moment.
Yeah, draft day.
So sure. Sweet.
It is a draft day moment. Let me just finish this list off. Left tackle, awesome Richards. Right tackle, Terrence Steele. Right tackle, Matt Wingspan Maletzko. Yeah,
still on the fucking team somehow.
Yeah, fucking
he's tall. He's fight. Big.
Hey, the long reach is holding on.
That bird span. Left guard, Tyler Smith and TJ Bass, and right guard, of course.
Only one right guard on the team.
That's all you
there's
need.
There's so much flexibility with this squad that they have that if someone gets injured, they can shift the way around to get the best five guys out there.
Jenkins says that he believes BB's going to be right guard next year. Because, I mean, we've heard it a couple times that everyone's saying that this could be Zach Martin's last year. If that happens, Beebe would shift to right guard, and maybe he's just buying time as center. But if he kills it as center, then you're just going to be replacing the right guard.
They drafted him to be a center. He made it as a center.
I would say this, though. If Beebe performs to a high level like Tyler Smith did at left guard,
then he stays.
He will stay at center, and they'll look to replace the right guard when they do. But here, my perspective is this. You need two studs on your offensive line, and the rest you can sort out through free agency or drafting late and developing players. And the Cowboys have continued to keep this in with Zach Martin. Now, here's the thing for this year. We do have a lot of questions. Oh, sorry. Zach Martin and Tyler Smith. Sorry. Those are the two guys. But if you remove Zach Martin, then we have Terrence Steele, who knows if he returns 2022 form.
Awesome.
And then
Richards.
And then Cooper Beebe or Tyler Guyton show up. Now we've got three studs on the line.
Yeah.
So
you just need one of those three guys, in my mind, out of Terrence Steele, Cooper Beebe, and Tyler Guyton. If one of those guys can play unreal, you have three of your five dudes are fucking battle tested.
Two anchors are gonna raise the tide, if you will.
But I mean, if you look at our left side, if Tyler Guyton
he looked great.
Yeah, if he can perform at the level that we're all hoping he can, center to fucking like the left side is pretty deadly. So then,
and then you got
Zach Martin.
And they got Martin. So if Martin goes down,
then the right side is
a big worry. But because
They don't even have a backup right guard. I know.
Then I bet you they would slide BB over to your left. And then Brock Hoffman is the center.
So I'll tell you this: the best person that has a chance to succeed right now is Cooper Beebe, and you know why? Because he's got Tyler Smith and Zach Martin beside him.
Yeah.
Right. Terrence Steele's out on an island.
Yep.
And Tyler Guyton's out on an island. Essentially,
but you're right, they're out on an island, but they also have very solid guards that they cannot have to worry so much
about. They can cheat a little, perhaps. Okay, that was only the offense that we went through. I thought that was the whole team, but no, we still got defensive line.
We're going to get through it. We got
DeMarcus Lawrence, Chauncey Golston, Micah Parsons, Marshawn Nealon, our second round pick, Tyrus Wheat, bit of a surprise, nose tackle Mozzie Smith, nose tackle Linville Joseph, who was signed Tuesday, right defensive tackle Osa Odighizuwa,
no doubt.
Left defensive tackle Jordan Phillips. So those two picks, those two pickups, Linville Joseph and Jordan Phillips, who were just picked up recently, that's why Rodgers was gone. They didn't like what they saw with Rodgers. They went and they picked up a couple older dudes, but big guys. And,
who played in the NFL.
Played in the NFL.
Yeah, now, do you think this is Zimmerman being like, pick this guy up, go for it? You know, do you think Zim's in there being like, I want him, I want him. He can.
I can't deal with this shit on the field. Get him off and bring me some old boys.
Of course he is.
No, this was Zimmer. He walked it. He kicked open Jerry Jones' office doors like a movie, and it zoomed in on him as he came in.
Jerry Jones has fucking saloon doors in his office.
Yeah. Saloon doors. And he comes in, and he crosses his arms, and he goes, we're going to need to go back to the book. And then he pulls out his book, and he's got,
and it's like this dingy old.
Old fucking stinky book.
Yeah, he has one of those, like, it's leather. Composite books, the ones that you can get for like a buck at Target. It's just all like,
but it has to be filmed. Like, you remember Ren and Stimpy when they would have something and then there would be the close up of it and it'd be like this disgusting close up.
Oh yeah.
So it'd be like snot his book and it'd be it. Like his hand would be like bloody and it'd just be disgusting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he chews his fingernails so they're all like bloody.
Zimmer's secret book.
Do not open.
Tyrus Weed a little bit sticks out to me, but I'm glad,
Nealon on the team. Boosh.
Yeah, there we go. He made it. And he could get a lot of playing time.
Starting line is pretty good.
Yeah.
Not a lot of depth.
You did bring up Wheat, though.
And nose tackles.
Yeah, Tyrus Wheat. Haven't seen much from him, so it'll be interesting to see. And like, he's there because of the Sam Williams injury. If Sam Williams isn't injured, right, you get Sam Williams and Marshawn Nealand.
Yeah.
Essentially.
I think our weakest position on this line is our nose tackle. And we got to see something from Mozzie Smith. He didn't excite enough in the preseason, but he didn't fail either. So if that's what he brings to the table, okay.
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
So then you had 9 defensive linemen and then down to 10 defensive backs.
10 DBs.
That's putting the safeties and corners together.
Yep.
Which is good. And a guy that I see right off the get-go is Andrew Booth, boys.
Andrew Wilkes Booth.
Andrew Wilkes Booth. So you got Kalen Carson, who's now the starting left center or cornerback with the Deron Bland injury. Then his backup, CJ Goodwin, Trevon Diggs manning the right side with Andrew Booth backing him up. Nickel cornerback Jordan Lewis. Then our guy Donovan Wilson, backed up by Israel Mukiamu, with our guy Marquez Bells also floating around there. And then our two free safeties, Malik Hooker and Wanye One-Way Thomas. I'd rather see Deron Bland
on there,
Kalen Carson. So the left cornerback could be a little bit of an issue. But I do like that we're just going to have to throw Kalen Carson right out into the fire. And it's promising that he beat out CJ Goodwin, right? So,
yep.
J-Lew had some decent snaps in the last part of the season. You look at that list there and it's like, okay, I'm actually stoked. Wanye, as they all call him, had some good snaps in preseason.
Yeway Thomas.
Well, and with last year going into the season opener, Donovan Wilson and Jordan Lewis weren't out there.
Yeah.
Or maybe I don't think either of them played the opening game. So having those guys back, having both those guys going into the season healthy, like,
it's huge.
Jordan Lewis being healthy, going at your nickelback, and then getting Donovan Wilson having his full swag, because we're all Dono Dub boys. We are.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We love the energy he brings. We love his hitting. He's also a ball hawk. I'm looking at these defensive backs, and I think this, minus even not having
Bland,
not so Bland out there, I think this might be one of the best depth pieces out there.
Because you look at the strong safety, Dono Dub, Mukiamu, and then Marquise Bell. And Marquise Bell played that hybrid linebacker role. So
he played a shit ton last year.
So I wonder, like, you, when you look at when they can put players on for certain coverage options, it's like, I don't know. I feel like the three of them, I mean, Dono Dubs, your clear guy, but then between Mukiamu and Bell, like, they might switch it up depending on run or if it's going to be deep throws, right?
Here's the great scenario, and Jenkins Gaiman kind of touched on this in his recent comment. He says if Carson comes out and is a Bland type, you can always trade him. And my perspective is, for sure, like, that's always on the table. But this is almost like a really kind of
unfortunate scenario where we get to throw Kalen Carson, like you said, into the fire. Let's see what he does. If he fails, we can still fall back on a Jordan Lewis or Andrew Booth to come over and play that left side.
You can do a little swapping.
We got the depth there, so that's not necessarily as scary as it used to be.
Yep.
And the only other thing I want to mention about the backs is Marquise Bell. I think Marquise Bell, get him on the field as much as you can. What I saw from him in preseason, he was all over the field, making hits, got his hand on the ball like 6 times. I think he only had one interception, but he was in position to make a catch or to make an interception. So I'd like to see him over Israel Mukiamu. I don't know if they're ordering it in depth.
It looks like they are
for sure, because it's not alphabetical.
But I mean, hey, this is dark web, so we don't know what
it is. Dark web.
Duck, duck, go.
We don't know what it's going to be.
Anth or Adam.
Yeah, that's okay.
We've been watching football long enough. I can ask you to. Do they not often play with three strong safeties? Three safeties?
It depends how they want to roll, right? Yep. It depends what you want to do. The most playable defensive scheme in football right now is nickel. It's called nickel, right?
So four up front.
So you have four defensive linemen, two linebacker, three cornerbacks, and two safeties. So you have a strong safety, a free safety, a nickel back, and then the guys in front. So
not the Canadian nickel back.
No. I lug my pants around.
Look at this photograph.
But they also run different schemes where, sometimes you'll have a couple strong safeties. If you think it's going to be a running play, and you might have, say, Marquez Bell out there instead of Jordan Lewis, right?
Right.
Or you might have a guy that's going to hit Wanya Thomas. Like, you're going to see a mix-mash of guys. You're going to see guys also sub dudes out. But the depth's sweet. The depth's looking nice here.
And let's give our flowers also to Hooker and Ye Thomas.
Oh, yeah, Hooker's a beast.
Both those guys are great. I think what I see then on this defensive back scenario with 10 defensive backs is Zimmer plans on utilizing them in different ways. And so when I look at this list of players, I don't think there's, I mean, CJ Goodwin might be the only guy who I look at
and
I'm not sold on. And the benefit of Israel Mukiamu is he's probably the biggest out of all these guys. He's like something like
6'4".
Yeah, he's a big boy, 6'4". So that'll come into play too. I like the versatility of the backs.
Yeah, yep. Travis O'Shea saying that Bell could be the big nickel as well. So against heavier personnel, they could slot in Bell over Jordan Lewis as the nickel.
And then you got, linebackers, guys, this looks a lot nicer going into the season than seeing Leighton Vander Esch and Damone Clark. That was that was what we were at. They carried two. This time last year when we did this, the only guys on the list were Leighton Vander Esch and Damone Clark. That was it.
Overshown injured?
Overshown had been injured, yes.
So
he tore his ACL, so he was off the board. So it was literally just two of them. It was Damone Clark and Leighton Vander Esch when we did this exact thing we're doing right now. So the linebackers, Damone Clark starting at will linebacker. And then you have Eric Kendricks manning the field in the middle with the backing him up, Buddy Johnson. And then, so right now, interesting enough, they have, if this is how it shakes out, they have Maurice Leifau over Marvin Overshown, and I don't know if that's true or not. Duck, duck, go.
They might be 51-49.
Either way, this linebacking crew, there's no surprises here. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited that we have some actual linebackers going into the season.
With this depth at linebacker, if we go with a 3-4, who's your Mac and your Mike?
But why would they go 3-4?
I don't know. I'm just wondering
all 3-4 does is that you take your four best linebackers. And actually you usually don't.
Probably Micah that would drop.
Micah would end up being the one linebacker on the outside.
Yeah. So you'd end up your edge. Kendricks and Clark and
Parsons. DeMarcus Lawrence was a linebacker when he was in Wade Phillips' defense. So in a 3-4 defense, like DeMarcus Ware was a linebacker. But I don't think they're going to play 3-4. They're going to play a 4-3.
Sorry, 4-3.
Yeah, so 4-3. Yeah. It's showing you. You got your Will, Mike, and Sam right there.
And then...
No. My question was right. I got mixed up by Travis O'Shea. No, I was asking about the 3-4. So
4-3.
Yeah, they're not... What teams play the 3-4?
I have no idea.
Hey, and a big shout out to Jennifer Bubel. for writing this up. We appreciate it. Special teams.
Okay. This is AJ trying to get his DuckDuckGo sponsorship. Just make sure my sponsorship, you have to name who the author is.
There's something up with this guy, isn't there, Ad?
Yeah.
Hey, all I know is n.as.com is where you need to go for your Dallas Cowboys news.
Special teams is no surprise.
Yeah, you got automatic Aubrey. You got the number,
and Trent Sieg, the number one signing in the offseason.
you got, right? When he was the only signing. You got Brian Costco Anger ready to get.
Yeah.
Brian Costco Anger, automatic Aubrey, and
Trent, I'm the only signing Sieg. Hey, fellas, we're almost there. We're about 10 days away from Dallas Cowboys week one against the Cleveland Browns. We will be back Sunday to do the Sunday service. It's been a while since all the boys have been around for a Sunday service. And we will be here for that.
And Sunday service is going to be going on a hiatus as the game, as the season continues, because we obviously are going to be watching the game mostly on Sundays. So we'll fit in Sunday service when it's appropriate. But look, we're back to football season, baby.
Football season, guys. And hey, if you know somebody that isn't a Dallas Cowboys fan, we got something you can go ahead and tell them. You can tell them to go fuck themselves!
You disgusting pieces of crap.
I hate you.
Crack them if you got them, son.
You're crap eaters.
The most aggressive out on the internet.
I'm Jerry Jones, bitch.
How do we out?
Barney Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.